It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's wandering, roving, roaming, and otherwise verbing reporter. Ruth, what's going on out there?
This was a political weekend. We had several polls in the area. Governor Lamont was here on Saturday. He was at the Sharon Democratic Garden Party at Lyndon Miller's home, which was absolutely beautiful. She's a renowned gardener. And he said he and his wife, before getting there, took a three-mile hike around Sharon, and they were exhausted. The lovely scenery, but it was a pretty steep hike, I guess. But he spoke. Susan Bicewicz, the lieutenant governor, spoke. The comptroller, the treasurer, Maria Horn, and two young people who grew up in this area spoke. And so that was that. Sean Scanlon, the comptroller, had an ice cream party at in Kent earlier that day. And then they all went over to Goshen to the Blondins. Audrey Blondin is the secretary of the Democratic State Central Committee for this area. So it was a day filled with politics, and this whole week is political because there are caucuses going on. As you know, the municipal election is in November this year. It alternates with governors and federal. So this coming year is municipal, and all the boards of selectmen and zoning and everybody, boards of education, are all on the ballot. So stay tuned. I think most of the incumbent first selectmen are running, as far as I know. I will tell you, and this is the last time I can tell you this, but my son Eric is running for first selectman here in Kent. So that means no more. I cannot cover that anymore.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I don't know. Can't cover it.
Hi. My son is running. I must recuse myself.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm sorry. But.
All right.
Okay.
I just out of curiosity, are we allowed to make stuff up? And I'm sorry. Well, you know.
Uh-oh. I'll ask the question. Your son, I assume, is a Democrat, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Runs in the family.
He is not being opposed. The Republicans had a caucus, and they're putting up a selectman candidate. At this point, not a first selectman, but that could all change. What's the story, Michael, on that? You can primary, am I correct?
Yeah, it can be primaried if you have a certain amount of the vote at the caucus. And I can't remember the level right off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. But also you can petition, just like you would a referendum type thing, for a primary.
Right.
So there's the automatic kind of rule that allows you just to go after it, and then there's to go out there and petition. So you won't. The primaries here are so odd because they're held in August, which gives you such a small window of time between August and Election Day that it's very hard to start a campaign at that point in time. But you know that's the way it is and has been.
And there are deadlines. I know you have to meet.
Yeah, there's a series of deadlines coming up over the next month or so, where people can inject themselves in various ways into it. And then, of course, you can go almost all the way to the back door if you become a write-in candidate.
Right. Yeah, and that's the end. You could do that
day. Write-in candidates have run and won here before. So.
They have. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but you say that you mean go all the way to the
Election Day.
Right up to election, almost.
That's what I thought you meant.
There's like a week or two, I think, ahead of that, because you have to give that to the Secretary of State's office so that they know you're a write-in. Otherwise, you're not officially there.
Yeah,
so
you have to.
Unless you file the paperwork, you can't get written in.
And I would say to people who have any interest in any of this to contact their town clerk or Secretary of State. I mean, there are people who have missed it because they didn't know what the steps were. It can be complex. So.
Yeah, it does. It's not an easy thing. No. That's why it's usually the political committees are the ones, because they can handle it much more effectively because they do it all the time. When you start going off on your own, there's a lot of nuances that come in. And also you're looking at election law and you're looking at fundraising laws, and you have to be really careful about that stuff.
So the basic thing, if you are interested or whatever, you should contact your local
town committee? Town clerk, you know,
if you're interested in a political party, you would contact the political party chairs or somebody on the committee. But at this late point, I think all of them pretty much have their people lined up. And I don't know of any challenges at caucuses or anything that are going on, at least around here.
Okay, so hypothetically, and I'm just being me, let's just say I am going to make Ruth's life really difficult. I live in Kent, and I'm going to challenge, I would like to challenge so-and-so. Who should I call?
Well, it depends on how you're going to do it.
Okay.
There's a variety of ways, so.
But party chair, or if you're unaffiliated, that's where you really should talk to town clerk or Secretary of State.
Yeah, both of those.
Which happens to be my situation. All right.
And the Secretary of State's office has a lot of detail on this on their website. I will give them all the kudos for having a decent website for not only this, but also for campaign financing. Because in years gone by, I've been treasurer of a Republican organization for years. They were so complicated on the website, you couldn't even get through to what you wanted to. And now that is so smooth and clear that, again, I give my kudos to the people that are running it, because it's one of the few government websites I've been to that it's not very difficult to get around. They make it all easy for you.
That's good to know.
It is.
People really are, you know, floundering if they don't.
Yeah, and the wrong information, you know. Also, too, it's interesting, you say now, nobody is being challenged inside of the committees or the caucuses this week. Sometimes, at the last minute, somebody gets in there who's in the party and turns everything upside down. So that's not out of the realm of possibility.
That happened in Goshen this past week.
Yeah, unless you have, now you can put a specific rule in your rules as a party committee to not allow the caucuses to be town-wide, that is, all registered voters from your party can't participate. You make the ultimate decision as a committee, and then they have to try and override you at a primary. Most of the caucuses are open, and anyone who's a registered voter of that party can go to that caucus.
Right.
And that's where you can get that sneak in the back door. At the last minute, somebody's gathered up all they need. Again, I've witnessed that happening, too, around here.
Okay. Yeah.
But you don't have, there's no unaffiliated caucus,
no,
right?
No, there's no unaffiliated caucus. Although the law does provide there could be a third registrar who is unaffiliated, but I don't know of any towns where anybody's taken that seriously.
It's interesting. Yes, you can come up. Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, there are no challenges, but you're right. I mean, anybody could come up and step up and
say it.
That happened in Goshen this past week. The incumbent at the caucus was outvoted by an individual.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I
just want to throw in one more thing, and that is, just so everyone knows, Election Day is November 4th this year.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I have to look up caucus day, or not caucus day, primary day. But yeah, there's a whole series of deadlines and stuff. So yeah, best place to go, Secretary of State's office. Town clerks are good too. It depends. I'm not going to point fingers to any particular person. Some town clerks are really knowledgeable of it. Others, not so much. So, Secretary of State's is the place where you get all the election answers for all levels.
As long as you know what the questions are. And I will just say there's a terrible habit where certain people are now, my opinion, it's ridiculous. They are asking, if you have a question, like, what's the best place to go? They're asking AI, and Mike can tell you, I can tell you, it's gotten some really hilarious answers from AI, but anyone who doesn't know you know, have a basic framework of information, will not know that the information they are getting from AI is for the bird.
Well, and that's why you go to the website itself, because the AI, although it's been out there for a bit, it's still very much under development, and you can't take the AI to the bank at this point in time. If you do, then you're going to be the one that loses your money.
Or you're
running for office.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
your opportunity to, you know.
Or registering, you know, who knows?
But that's the point. The reason I'm mentioning it, and this is random, but it is something that a lot of people do, I am noticing. And I did it on an astrological thing. I said, when is such and such happening? And it completely gave me the wrong answer. And I happen to know because I had the book right in front of me. I had the ephemeris. It's like, Mercury is going retrograde on thus and such a date. But no AI gave me a date from last year, even though I asked very specifically.
AI doesn't believe in the planets.
Must be. But it's something as simple as that.
I see when I went to the Lakeville Journal this week looking for things like I always do. Ruth, you could speak to this. Reader's Digest includes Kent among the most beautiful American main streets?
Yep.
Wow.
I love Kent, and I love my main street, and I don't mean to sound, but, I mean, there are other beautiful main streets in America.
There's thousands of them all over. But, you know, you've been picked out by a group of people out of how many possibilities?
Yeah.
You know, so,
I mean,
you know,
lovely, but...
Wear that with a smile. So this is great stuff.
let me just say I was up at the Jane Lloyd Clambake on Saturday amidst all the other stuff. Once again, a sold-out event. They ordered, I was told, 375 lobsters and, I forget how many pints of clams, but the place was hopping, and, of course, it's a wonderful fundraiser, and Tanya Tedder, who's one of the members, you know, talked about how supportive the community has been. As you know, this supports the Jane Lloyd Fund, which provides funds for people going through cancer, not for treatment, but for living expenses. It's been going on. This is the 18th year of the Clam Bake, and it's up at Satry Hill, and so much going on, and it was music and raffles, and if you didn't like seafood, you could have a cheeseburger, and just very well done and very organized, and the crew of volunteers is incredible. Those mostly women passing out these lobsters and working in the heat. It's really a tribute to this community. And I know many, and I'm sure we all know people who have been helped by this fund.
Yeah, well, it's a help that rarely is given. Everybody thinks about medical costs, but never about the things on the outside that suddenly come to a halt because
like
of it.
Cat food, rent, kid food, people food,
rent, electricity, you know.
Right, all the things that...
Yeah, none of these things stop just because a member of your family is in trouble, so...
Yep. Right, and more to the point, at least as of now, the costs have only gone up.
Yep.
I did not get, because I was everywhere else, to the Canaan Parade, but I saw it was a success once again, I'm sure, and the fireworks, I'm sure, went off well. And Mike, what's the story? They're doing other stuff in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, next up in August, they'll be doing what they're calling the Old Railroad Days, and that's going to focus much more so on railroad type things.
Oh, okay.
And the events will be, you know, some of the old events, it's like, you know, the chicken barbecue did go on this past weekend.
Oh, it did?
Yeah,
it did.
So, because after we had talked, I went looking for it and found out it did. So I threw the PSAs in for our part to say, look, people, there's going to be chicken barbecue.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, this is the evolution. I think this is the first year they've split it apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to learn because this new committee they set up in North Canaan has been doing really a good job.
Working very hard.
And, you know, you have to keep these events live, you have to spin and change them, you know, all the time, because you can't do the same old thing every year because people finally get bored and say, why do I want to go to this? I've seen it before.
Yeah. And if the railroad buffs it love, so, you know, at that point, you focus on that for some certain people. That's important.
Yeah, and it's NorthCananEventsCommittee.org
right.
is the place to go for information on this, as it is a work in process.
Right, right. Article in the Lakeville Journal about Sharon Hospital being on the list of trouble.
How is it that they've saved this hospital through everything else, but now suddenly some cuts in Medicaid, are going to close it down?
That's what they're saying.
I'm sorry.
These rural hospitals all dependent on...
Well, yeah, everybody does, but there's certain percentages and stuff.
This is just a... survey or you know some organization listing it as
It's interesting, but I think it's premature to throw a headline on the front page. Frankly, I'm just kind of like, ooh, you know, come on, guys, let's be more careful about what we're saying here.
The last headline was a wonderful press release that you know basically said, hey. We did everything, and here we are, and relax. So it just doesn't stuck out. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So. Coming up, July 23rd.
Today. Is that Wednesday?
Let's Dance for Housing
at
the
White
Hart Inn from 6:30 to 9:30, and the event will benefit home ownership in Salisbury through the Salisbury Housing Trust.
That's correct.
$30 a person and dancing and music and auctions. First drink is on them. So if you're looking for something to do, that's something. And then, of course, there are all kinds of library events going to be coming up. And the big one is the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. That's not this weekend, next weekend.
August 1st.
That's their big book signing.
Yeah, and they're doing a chef's thing this year, I believe.
Again, there's a few things in coming in.
I think they're doing dinner.
Yeah, they've got actually there's a second day on it this year.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
you know again changing up the event, which is a good idea to keep people interested. But the main fundraiser will be the book signing.
Yeah, they do get amazing authors coming and
yeah they do and it's
signing books and it's a fun event. That's the biggie. And then I would assume the same day usually is the the clothesline sale on the green. I don't know where vendors come.
I have to honestly look on that. I don't recall seeing much of anything about it.
I haven't seen anything either, but it's usually the same the day after Saturday after.
The kids from the 8th and 9th graders who put the whole thing together. But
yeah.
So. I don't know. And... some things definitely changed around the library renovation. So that was a point after which things were slightly different. So I have no idea about that.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with everything.
It's true.
It is sometimes because there's some people put it all on Facebook and nowhere else.
that's a real issue I have.
It's like the people who are their publicity don't spread it to all of the different media.
Yeah, they don't realize there are a lot of people who are not on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly, or Instagram or X or
any
of the others.
Of and the other thing, I will just put this out because people who put obituaries on Facebook and those who say, oh, my God, I didn't know, I don't have Facebook, and don't realize that people have passed away. I've heard that several times here.
It has to be word around. Of course, you have to pay to put an obituary in the newspaper as
right.
opposed to you can put it on Facebook for free.
Yeah,
I
but
hate putting it that way, but
you do miss, you know, people.
But the point is, it's great. Always free stuff until it, you know, it's a problem.
I mean,
free is free until it's a problem.
All right.
Again, the assumption, a similar group that thinks that if you ask AI, it will tell you. Not everybody is, it'll tell you something, but not everybody. We have this constantly, and I'm going to throw this last bit in apropos. People, we are happy to hear about your events and so forth. Give us more than a day's notice. Please.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Any last thoughts? Because this AI here is going to about to say we got to say goodbye already.
Are you an AI?
I'm an AI now. Okay. For today.
Today. Oh, my. It's already started a little.
So when you go on, you're going to see me. I'm your personal AI, whatever I am. You know, I'm going to travel with you today and help you see what you need to see. Or what I want you to see.
Like a really messed up episode of Lost in Space crossed with the Twilight Zone.
Lost on the internet with the AI.
No.
Okay. We wish you good luck, and thank you very much for being our roving, rambling, and wandering, etc. verbing reporter. This has been Ruth Epstein on Robin Hood Radio.